pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Paul Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Check. Jimmy Will.
Good morning, hug.
Check. And Johnny Anthony Brown.
What up, hug?
Check. I'm glad you can join us on time today, Jay. Which means you didn't hit the $500 million jackpot and you can't tell the TJMS to kiss your ass scene on TV. Sibling Tom, I was so confident I was going to win the Powerball yesterday.
It's today.
I wrote me... Is it today?
Yeah.
It's tonight,
hug.
Look, so I am like Mitt Romney. I done wrote me a victory speech already. Oh, premature celebration.
A victory speech already like Mitt Romney.
I done wrote a victory speech already. Let me tell you what I'm going to do, Tom, if I get this problem.
What you going to do, man?
This is what I was going to do. And this is what I said I was going to do. I got to go fix some more suits, baby.
These jokes going to work, Huggy.
Oh, they're going to work, baby. They're going to work.
Make it work.
Now, Tom, the first thing I'm going to do, if I hit this Powerball, is I'm going to hire that Cleveland bus driver. The one that said you're going to jail today? I'm going to hire him as my bodyguard, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pay him per uppercut. Then I'm going to get my carburetor on my mama's car fixed. Oh, I'm not wasting no unnecessary money. The hell with y'all say. Then I'm going to send my uncle back to school, uh-huh. Which is nice. So I know you're big on education. Yeah. I want him to get his high school diploma.
Nice.
Then I'm going to buy my octogenarian neighbor, Mr. Charles, uh-huh. A pair of Beats by Dre hearing aids. Right. And a gift card for free lap dances every first of the month. And a little medicinal to help him with his gout.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Then I'm going to hire a professional patter for my sister so she don't have to pat her own head when it itches. You know, she's walking down the street, got a random broad just smacking the side of her head. Simple, is that balling or what, baby?
How many bigger than you, hug?
Okay, and then I'm going to bail out Hostess.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice. So I can be known as Captain Save-A-Ho-Ho. Okay, and then I'm going to buy the Washington Wizards, who are now 0-12.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going to change their name to the Fiscal Clips. That's how bad my Wizards are. They're so bad, they have to pay to get in the clubs here in D.C., so you know that. They're so bad, there's talks about replacing the starting five with Mitt Romney's son. Some of the Wizards are so bad, General Petraeus' biographer, Paula Broadwell.
Yeah.
She's writing a book about the Wizards entitled All in Last Place. Shoot, even 2.5 Men Star Angus made a comment about the Wizards. He said,
really?
Stop watching this filth. Did y'all hear the 2.5 Men Star Angus Jones apologize for his remarks?
Right.
Yeah.
About the show being filth? Yep. His newfound religious beliefs had him dissing the show. Well, his pastor must have found out how much he was making an episode and told Angus to get his ass back to work. Amen.
Amen, Judge.
350,000. We'll pray for you after the episode. The pastor know those producers will replace Angus with Chaz Bono. And call the show 3.5 Men. Shoot, your name is Angus now, but when the check start rolling in, your name gonna change from Angus to potted meat. So I'm sure if I hit the Powerball, I would turn my winless Washington Wizards into the money team, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
I would have Ray J as my point guard. Hammer and Sai. You know, just so they can dance after they score a bucket. You know that college kid, Jack Taylor, who scored 138 points?
Right. Last week, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Wilt Chamberlain's hologram, Sybil. And I will have Stevie Wonder on my bench with 2 Chainz, just so I can say, 2 Chainz, get in the game. Damn, I ain't know the lottery is the day.